It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to our weekly outdoor show here on KETR. You know, this week we're going to what I call scattergun. I've got a couple of guests. We want to do some cover a bunch of bases. There's a lot going on in the outdoors. The wild hog situation using the warfarin, they call it kaput. I've got Will Herring with us. He is down in Austin, and he's right on the cutting edge of this situation. I want to do a little quick rundown with Will here in a bit and let him update you and let you know what's going on with that situation. We want to do a little fishing talk. Fishing is so good in all the lakes and even down on the coast. Our first guest is going to be Captain Mike Williams down in Galveston. Mike, gosh, he's had a career of fishing down there, and he stays right on top of it. But we'll talk with Mike first and see what's going on down on the coast. Mike, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy.
How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing real good. I couldn't complain if I wanted to, man. I think it's about time, though, for a Mike Williams update down on the coast down at Galveston. The Black Drum Run is, if I were going to guess, I'd say it's right at the peak right about now.
Yeah, it's nearing the peak as we head into the latter part of March into April. It'll stay pretty heavy till about April the 15th, and it'll take a dramatic spiral downward. They've been catching some up to about 40 pounds out around the jetty. They've been taking a lot of kids from spring break, and they've been catching, you know, quite a few drum, like I said, up to about 40 pounds. Also, some bull reds, and they've been catching some good catches of redfish, and the big trout are starting to show up. So as we go into April, we'll start targeting more of the big trout and redfish.
You bet. Well, for many of us, many folks listening, you know, Galveston is probably our closest coastal destination. And, folks, I tell you, if you've never been down there, I know a lot of people fish down the coastal bend and down in the south part of Texas, but Galveston has got some awesome fishing. And, Mike, you know, any better chance to catch a bunch of big fish than during this Black Drum Run, I don't know where you would go to do that, because that's about as dependable as fishing gets this time of year, especially during the peak of it, isn't it?
Yeah, if you got some kids or just anybody that wants to go catch a bunch of big fish, these fish get up to about 40 pounds. And it's not unusual to catch 40 of them. Mixed in with some, you know, the bull reds get up real big, too. So it's not very many places you can take a child and go catch, you know, 20, 40-pound fish or 30-pound fish.
Yep. Let's do this. Let's kind of get a timeline for fishing down at Galveston. You've already said through middle April, the black drum are going to be real dependable, and then they've done their thing. They've migrated in, and they go about their summer patterns. I know that. But about that time, and actually, I know you start shifting gears for the big trout, start targeting trout, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. And as we go into April, we'll start more of our trout trips targeting the big trout. Some of the biggest trout we catch are caught in to mid-April to mid-May. And, you know, we catch trout 8, 9, sometimes even bigger than that. But that's the perfect time to target big trout. Plus, we catch a lot of Spanish mackerel and other type fish. And redfish like the spring months, like April and May. Those are probably two of the best months besides the fall months to target redfish. Catch a lot of slot reds in April and May.
And something that I've done a lot with you and enjoy, and it's something that's become very, very popular, is your shark trips.
Yeah, we'll start the shark trips in May, and it only gets better. Sharks like heat. The hotter it gets as we go into June, July, August, September are the peak months for shark, and that's probably our best trip now. As we, you know, we get probably more phone calls off the shark trips. Used to, we didn't take children on the shark trips, but we got such a big demand taking, you know, younger kids out there for shark trips, which we kind of have custom trips for the kids. But we have a big demand for that now.
Well, it's an adventure, but right. Yet it's an adventure that's close to the. I mean, you're usually those shark trips. You're usually within a few 2 or 3 miles, or maybe
right.
Not that far out.
I always
from the
tell
reef.
People you can probably see the hotel you're staying at while you're fishing. It's that close in. I mean, we fish right on the beachfront. Furthest we go out is maybe 4 miles, but you can see the beachfront from where we're fishing.
You bet. Well, Mike, let's do this. Let's connect everybody with you. Like I say, Galveston is our closest destination going to the coast, and it'd be a shame to go down there and not do some fishing, folks. There's a lot to do down at Galveston. It's the face of Galveston has changed a bunch in the last, say, 10 years, but while you're there, I want to hook you up with Captain Mike Williams. Mike, what's the best way to reach you? I guess online is probably the easiest.
Yeah, the best way to look us up is Galveston Fishing Guides, plural. That's UIDES Guides, plural. Or you can call a reservation number at 713-256-9260, and the two reservation numbers are on the website.
Okay, Mike, I tell you what, here in a couple of weeks, let's get you back. And I'm watching these trout. I'm going to try to get a trip down there and go trout fishing with you. But let's let you keep everybody tuned in. How about it?
That sounds good.
Well, folks, it sounds like those black drum are really doing it down on the Texas coast. Captain Mike Williams, he's been fishing down there for them a long, long time, I'll tell you that. Let's do this. Let's shift gears a little bit, and let's go down to Austin. Now, Mr. Will Herring is standing by down in Austin. Let's get an update on the wild hog situation, the proposed use of warfarin to kill the hogs, where I think people that I know, I've yet to run into anybody that thought this was a good idea among the outdoor crowd that I run with. I certainly think it's a terrible idea. But let's get an update from Will. Will, as always, thank you very much for spending some time with us and keeping us in the loop.
Yes, Luke, thanks for having me on.
Well, can you give us an update? I know that the legislative process is underway. There's a lot of folks that are with you and I and many other folks that know that's introducing poison to our ecosystem is a bad deal, you know?
Yes, sir. So we've got a bill on file in the House and the Senate. And in the House, there's 150 representatives in the House, and we have 114 of them are co-sponsoring the bill. And then in the Senate, there's 31 senators, and we have 9 of them co-sponsoring the bill. So we've been humbled by the support we've gotten, but we need to keep pushing and getting the word out that, like you said, Luke, it's a pretty common sense idea that, you know, it doesn't make sense to just put poison out in the environment. But once you start looking deeper into it, it makes even less sense. And so, you know, from the animal rights side to the environmental side to the hunter side, I mean, it's the broadest group of people you could probably imagine who are supporting the bills. And just in case the listeners don't know, the bill says we need to have a state agency or an educational institution study this poison before it's used. As of now, the only group that we are aware of that has studied it is the company that's trying to sell it. And so we're saying, look, let's get a third party, not, you know, no bias, and just study it first, and that's gained a lot of traction down here.
When I first heard that this was the process to try to stop this ridiculous plan, I just knew it would have really shocked me, Will, had it not been so well received, you know, among the politicians, yes, but, you know, the masses, the people. I'd already knew how most people felt about it, but it would have shocked me had we had. I say we because I very much, you know, my job, I think, is to help the average person, a listener or reader, through you, help them be informed what's going on. But I'm very much pleased that all of the people down in Austin can also see the light. And I really thought they would. So it's a very good chance, a probability maybe, that Caput, warfarin, rat poison, will not be allowed to be used in Texas at this point, hopefully never, but at least without much more study. Would you think that's a true statement, Will? That is it looking pretty good? I guess that's my question.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and it's very hard to put a new law on the books. And so, I mean, to give you an idea about the breadth of support, I mean, you don't have to believe me, or you don't have to believe the company that makes this stuff. But we probably all agree that certain groups like the Texas Veterinary Medical Association and the Texas Wildlife Association, you know, understand broader, you know, they have a much broader support group regarding these issues, and they both came out supporting the legislation. And here's what I'll say is we've been very fortunate, and we're very humbled by the support for the bills, but we're just still in the beginning of the process, and we need, you know, anyone and everyone to continue helping and calling their senators specifically to make sure, you know, we finish this properly.
So that's where the push right now with their senators. Just take the time, email them. There's a lot of ways you can contact them, you know, but email them, call their office, and just let them know that you're against it. And you know, as with the House, I mean, the voice was heard there. So, and there's quite a few senators on board already. I understand that. So,
yes, sir. But the biggest issue is that if we get a majority of both houses, if we're even fortunate enough to do that, then the law will take effect September 1st. So what that means is from, I guess, May, when they're planning on rolling the product out, until September, there will very likely be this understudied and potentially very dangerous poison out in our environment, you know, and on your neighbor's lands. And if we get 2/3 of both of the houses, then the law will take effect immediately. So that's what we're trying to do, and that's why we need to get more and more support, because it's a difficult, you know, hurdle to get 2/3 of both houses.
Oh, it is. So the Senate is what we're working on right now. So that's what we all of us that are opposed to this, have to do. We need to do it, is take the time and contact our senator and, you know, email any way you can do it, by phone. And it will make a difference if they are deluged. And I know they have been so far. Lots of people have done this, but everybody needs to do it, right?
Yes, and you know, just the showing of continued support is important. And just so the listeners know, the Senate bill it's called SB 1454. That's 1454. And that was filed by Senator Watson, who's a Democrat down in Austin, and he's got 8 other senators who have co-sponsored it. And the House bill is HB 3451, and that was actually filed by Representative Stuckey, who's a veterinarian out of the Denton area. And so, you know, we've got great people spearheading this, and we've had, you know, we've been very fortunate, but we have to see this through to the end.
You bet. Well, we are out of time. I want you to stand by. I'd like to talk to you off the air, but thank you very much for our update. It's about as current as it gets, you know. Thank you a lot.
Thank you again for having me.
Folks, one last tip on today's show. The crappie have moved shallow up at Lake Fork. Stubby Stubblefield, who's a guide down there and makes the catfish bait, he has been catching them. Seth Vanover sent me some pictures. So if you have a chance, get out this weekend and do a little crappie fishing. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.